out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app. Always at crabdiving.com. We're going to be here.
Holy shit.
For the next couple of hours. Oh, he's one of the many screaming about Roseanne already.
No, shut the fuck up.
No, I got a clip already. Hot off the presses.
Shut the fuck up.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple hours, everybody. Lots to talk about. And the first news that hath gobsmacked me since Schittler won the election. We're going to get to that in a minute. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Yeah, that's crazy, right? I mean, it's just fucking nuts. Her show got canceled.
Yeah, we'll start from the beginning with the whole Roseanne saga. Tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. One word, CRABDIVING. You can also join us on our Facebook page where all the cool kids hang and smoke dope, some of them, and drink some of them, and others don't. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't give a shit.
Crab Diving on the Facebook.
Just don't shoot anybody, you know? No guns.
Yeah, not with a gun. everything consensual and safe words, and we're all good. Oh, my God, Bill Maher is actually trending. Unreal. The bots, obviously Moscow put out a memo.
Why?
And said, oh, we've got to attack Roseanne by saying, oh, yeah, you got Roseanne canceled. We're canceling Bill Maher.
Why would Bill Maher get canceled?
Because one time he made a joke about Donald Trump's mother having sex with an orangutan and producing
Is that true?
The orange piece of shit that we have in the White House. And they just don't get the dissonance there at all between making fun of someone.
What was Bill Maher's joke?
He said something about he's
an orangutan.
He's so orange he looks like his mother had sex with an orangutan.
That's so fucking what? Not racist.
Oh, I can't believe you said that. What about this poor conservative woman who just called Valerie Jarrett an ape? That's not racist.
Right. Yeah. Well, the other thing is, Roseanne's comment was racist, but it wasn't. There's nothing remotely funny about what she said. Not one fucking thing.
Muslim Brotherhood and the combination of a Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes.
Maybe if you're one of these tiki torch guys, maybe if you're one of these MRA cucks and you're walking around in the woods like burning crosses, you might laugh at it. You know what I mean? But it's not funny.
That Gavin McInnes,
it's stupid.
That Gavin McInnes, that Vice guy who, for some reason, he's the head of the Proud Boys, for some reason thinks he and his kind are the epitome of masculinity.
Ooh.
When there's plenty of videotape on him on television.
Yes.
Proudly removing a butt plug from his anus.
What the fuck?
He's way into his butt for somebody that's allegedly a straight white male. He's way into his own butt.
I remember mentioning that last week at some point. We were talking about that dickhead. Why? All of a sudden,
because he said women are colostomy bags for men's semen. That was his quote from last week.
Yes. So he crapped a butt plug out of his asshole.
There's like a highlight reel or a low light reel of Gavin McInnes out there saying the N-word and typical Jew media. Quote them quoting him.
Right.
And things like that. Just anti-Semitic, anti-Islam, yes. Anti-gay, racist. He says the N-word all the time. I think, did we do the story? We talked about it offline, but a journalist.
Crab diving, offline conversation.
We might, either way, I don't know. It all bleeds together. But a journalist got a visit from a moron Proud Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Because Gavin McInnes, they found, put out a hit basically on saying, send food to their house and just all kinds of stupid pranks they wanted
to order pizza and charge it to him. That. That's so dumb. And then what is his resume where he, you know, lists all his work history and shit? Does he have special skills? I can shit out butt plugs.
I guess so.
Congratulations. That's a good.
But he,
America's Got Talent.
He said, so we're not seriously trying to say that Roseanne's joke is racist.
It is.
How is it not racist?
It is racist
to refer to a black person as the product of an ape.
Do we have to go through the history of racism and show you where dickhead, ignorant racists compare black people to primates and shit like that? I mean, it's disgusting. Of course it's racist.
It's beyond amazing that these racist scum, these vermin are out in mass now just trying to defend Roseanne's racism by saying, that's not racism, you PC libtard.
You know what's funny about this whole Roseanne thing? It's like, tell me if this is irony. The fact that how I understood Roseanne was supposed to humanize these fucknut Trumpalos. To show.
Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah, it seemed like it did the opposite. And the person in charge of the whole fucking show turns out to be a big fucking idiot racist.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, if you haven't been paying attention to the news or haven't, living in a cave somewhere, but somehow are able to download podcasts.
Right. Download the crabs.
It started with a Roseanne tweet where apparently she's pissed at Valerie Jarrett. I don't even know why she's going after Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah, right.
Like, is there a specific reason? But
it's so weird.
Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ.
Explain.
Valerie Jarrett.
So the Muslim Brotherhood in this example is one entity that fucks somebody from Planet of the Apes.
I guess. Yeah. Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran to American parents.
Yes.
If that matters.
Right.
And she was on a roll this morning because then Roseanne tweeted, she's mad. I know why she's mad at Chelsea Clinton, because Chelsea Clinton spoke ill of her orange shit god over the weekend.
The orange shit goblin!
Saying that he, you know, is not good for America. His disgustingness and vileness and stupidity and racism and xenophobia hate and anti-gay and pandering to the evangelical fucks and everything.
Yeah. I mean, how can you actually say Trump is good for America? I mean, if you support Trump, it's the fuck you vote, right? You want to blow everything up because there was a black guy in
office. If you're a white racist, he's doing a bang up job for you. You're excited as hell.
How funny is it that her stupid fucking piece of shit television were supposed to humanize Trumpalos and make him not embarrassed that they voted for fucking Donald Trump?
So all she tweeted was, Chelsea Soros Clinton.
Okay.
That's it.
Right.
Because, you know, Soros is.
Oh, absolutely.
They have to invoke.
He's funding the deep state,
yeah,
right?
Like Voldemort. You can't say it. Don't say his name.
Yes.
Except they do the opposite.
Right.
And I'm also seeing when there was backlash about what she said here about Soros, I'm also seeing so much on the social medias of the Soros was a Nazi. He said it himself. It's on an interview. It's on YouTube. You can look it up. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
You know what, dude? The hard thing about that is like people like Alex Jones. I mean, listen, if you don't know how crazy Alex Jones is, you see his name so much in the news, this is going to sound nuts. You might just think the guy's like a normal news person if you don't know of him. Maybe. I don't know about that.
We have broken their back. We're learning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? The turning point was yesterday. I was sick all day spiritually. I want to kick these people.
You know what? You people have to know Alex Jones is crazy. There's no way you don't know he's crazy.
We got the economy coming back, and we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever.
Listen, we got goddamn. I mean, shit. He must warm up vocally. He must have a voice coach. I don't know how you do this. How many days? He's 5 days a week. He's on the air about 3 hours. Screaming about
he's never not
bullshit.
On the air because then he's on somebody's cell phone yelling while he's driving. Then he's on some other camera that's following him around while he's out having a beer with Milo.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, let me tell you something. You should be on the air all the time because you, compared to the rest of the talent at your organization, I mean, you're clearly a standout.
It's definitely a one person show. Do you think he does that on purpose because he doesn't want to feel threatened by any other talent?
I mean,
like he hires really boring people. I mean, Jerome Corsi, good God.
What kind of level?
And that moron, Owen Schroyer. I can't believe that girl said the bad word to me.
What kind of level of show business are you on to get on Alex Jones' network? I mean, don't totally shit on it because they got to make some money.
Well, sure.
They have some visibility. Yes, they're lunatic, racist, fascist, dickbags. But like, is this the best talent? I think this might be the best talent he can attract.
Yeah, maybe. It was a question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And isn't he the biggest guy? Isn't Alex Jones the number one voice saying George Soros is a Nazi?
Oh, he's way into that one. Yeah.
There's so many. Well, so many Nazis
I don't know, man.
In this
there's a lot. And I mean, it's really obvious if you go to Twitter right now, Bill Maher is trending.
Yes.
And all you got to do is scroll down and everyone that's tweeting, but Bill Maher
yes.
has like 14 followers and 75,000 tweets. They're all bots.
How is that? Yes.
They're all bot accounts. They're
right.
fake. And I'm sure if you go to that website that, you know, there's websites now where you can put in
a username,
and it'll see if they display the patterns of botitude or if they're an actually recognized fake account.
Yeah, doesn't that seem like you're in the Titanic and you got a shot glass and you're dumping water over the side? Yeah. Isn't there some kind of algorithm? Who the fuck runs Twitter? Whoever the fuck runs Twitter, can't you look at an account and if it's got 7 followers and 50,000 tweets? Can't you purge them? Is there nothing you can do?
They're mad at John Oliver, too. They're like, John Oliver says bad stuff. Why doesn't he get fired? And they don't understand the difference between between political views and opinions and racism.
Satire, commentary.
Right.
You don't.
We're going after Trump for what he does and what he says.
If John Oliver went on his show and said something that was racist, we would all know he would be raked over the coals. There would be no. He doesn't say anything. He's not a racist. John Oliver isn't a racist.
And by the way,
he doesn't say racist shit.
Bill Maher is not beloved by all
no.
progressives. There are a lot of progressives who can't fucking stand Bill Maher. So for them to that's their choice.
Yes,
like you're coming for Roseanne, we're coming for Bill Maher.
Right.
So there's a lot of people on Twitter who are like, okay, go ahead.
Right.
First of all, it's HBO.
Yes.
A big difference.
Right.
And
it's also Bill Maher.
And yeah, and it's Bill Maher.
I haven't. What right wing nut job have we played on this show? Who the fuck is going to go on Bill Maher's show and put him on in his place or anywhere and put Bill Maher in his fucking place?
Yeah, good luck.
No one. That guy.
Bill Maher will be okay. And
dude, comedy for 50 years.
And sane people with memories or with Google are reminding people Bill Maher got kicked off of a television show after 9/11 because he made some, at the time, they thought were inappropriate comments and jokes. So he did lose a show back after 9/11.
Yeah, God, what the fuck did he say?
He was on ABC. He had like the Bill Maher show or something like that.
He said something negative about Bush, didn't he?
I don't remember. Yeah, something about 9/11 that was...
God, the Dixie Chicks said something against Bush and people were burning their fucking CDs.
They burned their CDs.
God, what Roseanne said was disgusting and stupid. Why would you do that?
So, before we get into the backlash for the racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, then Roseanne, like I said, tweeted Chelsea Soros Clinton, to which then Roseanne said something about Chelsea being married to one of Soros's sons.
Is that true?
Chelsea Clinton responded on the Twitter.
Okay.
Good morning, Roseanne.
Good morning.
My given name is Victoria. I imagine George Soros's nephews are lovely people. I'm just not married to one.
You idiot.
I'm grateful for the important work Open Society does in the world. Have a great day. Then Roseanne tweeted, sorry to have tweeted incorrect info about you! Point.
Yes.
A good start.
Apology accepted. Who gives a fuck?
However, she continues, please forgive me. By the way, George Soros is a Nazi who turned in his fellow Jews to be murdered in German concentration camps and stole their wealth. Were you aware of that? But we all make mistakes, right, Chelsea?
Hey, Roseanne, do you never listen to the Crab Diving Podcast? Could you fucking explain that? We took a show and explained what happened with George Soros. He was a kid, right? He was a teenager.
Yes.
In the middle of World War II.
Yes.
The Nazis were occupying wherever the fuck he lived. Hungary or some shit like that?
Here we go.
He was a child living under
the
Nazi...
microscopic kernel of truth in the accusation lies in the fact that Soros survived the Holocaust as a 14-year-old child in Budapest because he was hidden by a Ministry of Agriculture official who had a Jewish wife. Soros's father, Tivadar Soros, helped protect her, and in return, the official agreed to let George pretend to be his Christian godson.
Okay.
On one occasion,
right?
Rather than be left alone in Budapest for 3 days, the young teen accompanied the official who was sent to inventory the estate of a Jewish family that had fled the country. So they escaped this guy hiding his own Jewish wife.
Yes.
Was working with the Nazis, only in that he was a clerk sent to inventory a house that had been abandoned and they were taking their shit.
Right.
This is not George Soros running around screaming, oh, look, there's a Jew, burn it. Oh, my God. This is what they're saying, that George Soros pointed out Jews to be rounded up.
And what do you think it was like back then? Don't you think George Soros was doing the best? He's 14 fucking years old.
So that's it. And then there's some 60 Minutes interview where they ask him about this, and Soros is like, Yeah, I did that. I went with him.
Yeah.
And they were like, do you regret that? And he's like, no. Why? No. Why would I regret it?
Right. Why?
So now it's George Soros blatantly admits it and says it was the best time of his life when he was pointing out Jews to fry. God. What's wrong with you, libtard? It's right here in his own words.
Ugh,
and you can play it and you can see what he says.
See, this is the problem. You can read it. It's there.
Right.
You can read it. And these idiots don't read. And Roseanne is just a fucking ass.
Fucking moron.
You know what's great, Roseanne? You know what's great about you? You got all your fucking money. But no one, I guarantee you, not one motherfucking person in Hollywood is going to want to work with you. Have fun being a host on the NRA TV or on Trump TV or on Breitbart or some bullshit like that. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. You're propping up your fucking show, propped up a goddamn dictator, a goddamn fascist. Well, separating kids from their fucking families, you asshole.
And we should put together a tweet about what you said of wasn't Roseanne supposed to show how wasn't Roseanne's show so supposed to demonstrate
she's supposed to humanize Trumpalos, right?
I'm sorry.
Supposed to demonstrate how they're normal, regular people like everyone else, and they're not racist, hate-filled dick bags.
Fail. Oh, my God.
Fail.
That, you know what's funny? That is society giving these MAGA fucks every opportunity to show their humanity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she puts,
that's nuts. Yeah. Have it to show it.
She compared a black person to a monkey on Twitter. Soros. She said something incredibly racist.
I also see tweets where they say he was a Nazi officer.
He
was 14
stupid.
When the war ended, he was 14 years old. He was 8, 9 when it started. Please. Wow. He was a real overachiever. If by 14 he was an officer in the Nazi army.
I mean, I have no idea what life is like when you live in a country and all of a sudden the Nazis roll in and everybody takes over and some people are being dragged into trains off to concentration camps. You're in the middle of a fucking war. Why do you think it would be like to be a 14-year-old child in the middle of all that bullshit? You're just going to survive. You know what I mean? That's it.
Well, and none of it makes sense because even going back to Roseanne's stupid tweet, what does, by the way, he murdered, he was a Nazi who turned in his fellow Jews to be murdered. Utterly, 100% untrue. But what does that have to do? What is this rebuke?
Yeah.
By the way, you know that he turned in Jews, right? But hey, we all make mistakes, right, Chelsea? What is she...
It's bizarre.
What is she whatabouting? I'm sure it's something in her stupid little moronic. I had to stop myself from the R word.
Well, listen,
and her stupid little pinheaded conservative asshole mind.
It's on Twitter, right? This is all on Twitter. Yeah. So this Roseanne, who's a stand-up comic and a writer, I don't get
it. Used to be funny.
Yeah,
used to be funny as fuck. I think her stand-up was really funny way back in the day.
Absolutely.
Sure.
When she was on Carson. You remember the first set she had on Carson? She fucking killed.
When she was a liberal.
Yeah.
When anybody watches that old show is like, there's no way in hell that character of Roseanne
they're working class.
would be pro-Trump. There is no fucking way. Unless.
Yes.
They're racists.
Right.
Because she was a white working class family, but she was fiercely feminist. Remember, there's a famous scene where her character answers the door of some politician saying, "I hope you vote for me." And she goes into some, which today would be virulent anti-Republican rant.
Right.
Everything that's wrong with what the Republicans believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was what her character did on that old show.
And
there's no fucking way those people would be turned into Trump sycophants without being racist.
Right.
Sorry.
And you know, rich people propping up Schindler really make me sick. Like, Roseanne knows better. So is she I just don't get it. Why do you want to take your franchise and make its mission to be propping up Donald Trump? She could have brought that show back and not made it about MAGA, not made it about these idiot Trumpalos that are killing this fucking country. She just could have done Roseanne. Why did she want this agenda? Why? It's bizarre.
So right when many were predicting that a whole lot of probably nothing was going to happen to Roseanne because of the ratings and the money, you know, that show is still like the number one show.
Yeah. Do you think it
was
right? I mean,
So, but then all of a sudden word came out of a pretty simple one sentence. It says from ABC that her tweet was offensive and vulgar, does not represent our values, and we are canceling Roseanne.
You know, right. What network is Jimmy Fallon on NBC?
ABC, I think.
ABC. I would have canceled his show after he played with Trump's hair. Right there.
Oh, no, Fallon. ABC. NBC, I'm sorry.
I would have canceled that show, right?
Come on.
Oh, fuck yeah. Get the fuck out of here. You're horrible.
You can't do that.
I hate that. That bothers me so much. I don't know why. It just, He made the guy look human. And now look what this non-human's doing. He's separating kids trying to get into this country. Because
God. Over at Fox, the headline says, Roseanne Barr and the new political correctness.
Yeah.
I'm sure what it is they can insult conservatives all they want, but one insult that she apologized for right away.
So what? I saw the apology. Here's what I don't understand.
Apology was okay. I mean, it wasn't a sorry, not sorry, or it wasn't a I'm sorry if you were offended. I thought it was a pretty... It was a good apology. Not enough. You can't unring that bell.
No.
You don't erase it. I'm not going to tweet anything.
Yes.
On Twitter ever comparing a black person.
Of course not.
To an ape.
Of
Never.
Course not.
No matter how funny of a joke I think or I think it is.
Yes.
I would never tweet that ever.
And you know, how many stories do we have like, dumbass fucking kids in high school saying racist shit on Twitter.
Right.
And then everybody gets mad at them. And they look like an asshole. But we're talking about somebody that makes your money writing. We're talking about somebody that goes in front of a crowd and can she. It's not like she doesn't know how to not say anything or how to govern what's coming out of her fucking mouth. That's her fucking job.
Yeah,
that's her fucking job. How do you accidentally say that, you know, the person was, it didn't even make sense. What did you say? The Muslim Brotherhood had sex with a what?
Planet of the Apes.
Which
but planet, that's not racist at all.
Which Planet of the Apes character?
That's not racist. Well, maybe they meant
Helena Bonham Carter.
Maybe they meant Charlton Heston.
You know what's weird about it?
Maybe that's what she was talking about.
Do you remember the best Planet of the Apes with Marky Mark and Helena Bonham Carter?
I never saw it.
Oh, my God. You know, look at pictures.
Yes, I do remember it.
The weird thing about
it.
Helena Bonham Carter is they made like a...
Is she a hot ape? You're about to say,
man,
I know where
I mean,
you're
it's
going.
It's like so fucked up. Yeah, it was weird. That ape has a nice ass. What am I looking at? You know what I mean? That's bizarre. I don't even get this Roseanne shit. It's bizarre. I don't understand how you're a comic and you make that joke. You don't even think of the
You can't. Right. I mean, I don't, and she's done it in the past too. Like, I think she called Loretta Lynch. What a coincidence. Another black woman in power. That she referred to Loretta Lynch as a monkey or an ape or something like that in the past.
Let's help everybody here. Listen. I know in this country we're so easy to blame people of color for everything, to blame gay people for everything, but it's so hard for us to come to the consensus that certain white people are racist. Like, do you know how long it took for people to actually say during that fucking presidential campaign that Donald Trump was a fucking racist?
Oh yeah,
and we all know he is. Guess what? Roseanne Barr is a gross fucking racist, baby. Bam. She is. She's a big, fat fucking racist. Fuck her.
Yeah, you just don't go there. You can't go there unless you're a
fucking racist.
You don't have the ability to.
You don't think of the joke. Would you ever think of that joke in a million fucking years? I never.
Probably. No, I hope not.
Of course not. That means that she sits around and thinks about that
shit. Right, right,
right. She's fucked up. She's going to be in Branson. I don't know. God, Imagine losing. How much money did she lose, do you think, on that show?
I would, if I were any of these, we talked about it earlier.
Oh,
these,
my God.
These, most of the other actors on that show, especially all the kids who pretty much did nada after yes. that show, must want to kill her. DJ, the guy that played the her son, DJ. You hey. Tell me he's tearing up the screens everywhere. He's making 50 yes. G's a week now, all of a sudden, on a nice, nice, cushy sitcom money.
How about the Grips?
Right, the whole crew.
How about everybody?
Of people, hundreds of people are out of work.
Craft services, costumes, set design, producers, assistants, the whole fucking yeah. thing. This idiot, this fucking idiot who fucking knew better, said something racist and ruined all those fucking jobs.
And why? Because fuck you, that's why.
Yes.
That's the attitude. Because fuck you, that's why.
But this was the chance to show the world that MAGA dickheads were not the fuck you, that's why people. But they
oh,
are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they are.
It was the chance to show that they're regular people and not racists.
Yeah.
How's that going? Good God.
How stupid.
Yeah, I mean, just paralyzingly stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And she's everything that she's getting is well deserved.
Yes. You know, in a way, I mean, Twitter is a great thing. In a way, we learned who Roseanne is. We learned who Roseanne is, and we learned
well, sadly, we learn who Trump is every 10 or 15 minutes,
yeah.
usually at 4 in the morning.
And everybody that says this Roseanne show wasn't racist, wasn't propping up Schindler and all this other stuff, suck my fucking dick. Suck my dick.
Here is, you've all been waiting.
Yes.
For Alex Jones's take on what's man. Going on today, hot off the presses
well,
here.
I mean, he's got to think that what she said was really, really racist. I mean, how could you not? I mean, come on.
I was going to read the headline here, but here, I'm just going to play it. Okay. Alex Jones.
Also, Roseanne Barr, oh my gosh, goes on wild and racist, even though it's not. Tweet storm about Clinton's George Soros and Chris Saliza.
Saliza. Chris Saliza. He's a...
Saliza.
Journalist.
See, like, how does he think that's not racist? Planet of the Apes character.
Tweet storm about Clinton's George Soros and Chris Saliza.
Mm-hmm.
And you read it.
Saliza.
You know, Barr is such the big red hot thing right now. And she was on the show a few times years ago.
Oh, my God. You know what the spin is?
Yeah.
They're saying that she is a that Muslim isn't a race.
No, oh,
but
okay.
They say she said Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. She separated the two,
but
she's not saying Planet of the Apes is in reference to her Muslim etude to right, Valerie right. Jarrett's,
oh,
which
yes.
she's not.
Right,
but none of it makes sense. They're desperate to try to twist this into what she wrote isn't racist. They're fucking yeah. desperate.
I watched that last Planet of the Apes movie. Holy shit, is it depressing. I mean, it really is.
Saliza. And you read it. You know, Barr is such the big red hot thing right now. And she was on the show a few times years ago because she said she was a listener. And you can
what?
Tell she's a listener. And then she talks to my producer all the time. Says, oh, keep up the great work. I'll come on soon. But never does. I wonder if she's scared to come on as well.
You can tell she's a listener. Yes, we can.
Alex.
You're right.
Right, dude. I don't mean to be a dickhead, but people might be scared to come on your show because you stroll into the studio and all of a sudden you're interviewing some dude that wants to fuck kids on Mars. You know what I mean? Or you're throwing chairs.
Well,
you're in a clown mask beating up a monitor.
He's such a whore. After she got fired. Let me see if I can find his tweet.
Good God.
Let me see if he... If he tweeted as InfoWars or as him.
I mean, if you're sitting there with Alex Jones and he starts into those histrionics and he's running around and screaming, are you got to clinch up a little bit. I would. I don't know what this fucking guy's going to do. Daddy's
somebody, Somebody left the door open. Somebody left the refrigerator open in the break room. Yeah.
His kids have friends over there. The kids take their friends and say, listen, whatever you do, don't mention George Soros or Hillary.
Yeah, right.
Dad goes into a rage.
Slowly I turn.
Inch by inch.
I love that.
I don't know where it is, but he basically tweeted, hey, Roseanne, I can't believe they're doing this to you, pretending that's racist. You should come on my show and talk about it. He's totally whoring for his show just to get her on his show.
You know, the thing is, it's like...
But I get it, too. Roseanne, please come on the Crabs. We'd be happy to take your phone call and talk about how racist your tweet is.
Fuck yes, Roseanne. I don't give a shit. Go on Alex Jones, too. I want to hear that. Don't you? I mean, because the thing
it'll just be a fuck fest. I mean, I can't believe they said that about you when it's racist. It's clearly not racist. Have they seen Valerie Jarrett? I thought you were being kind to her.
Yeah, but, oh my God, he would say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, God. How can he say that's like, are people really saying that? It's the PC culture that got Roseanne.
Oh, yeah.
Canned.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
it's,
yeah.
Like, being politically correct, being non-PC is one thing, and being outwardly racist is another thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't think it's nice to be non-PC. I think it's shitty. But don't you think this is a different level?
I mean, of course.
The Muslim Brotherhood.
Of course.
Planet of the Apes. I mean, goddamn. And she didn't. The thing is, she didn't say it. She wrote it.
Right.
She typed it.
I wonder if she's scared to come on as well. Because everybody's got to be afraid of the trailblazer and the tip of the spear. See, our job is not to be popular with the establishment.
He's the trailblazer and the tip of the spear.
The cock. Listen, Alex, I'm afraid of both of those
tip
things.
Of the spear.
When I'm going in there, you goddamn right. I'm looking around for trailblazers and I'm checking. You know, I'm looking for the tip of the spear, too.
Job is not to be popular with the establishment. Our job is to hit the barbed wire. Our job is to cover uncomfortable, scary things so that there can be a larger debate about it.
Like Chimera and chemtrails.
Uncomfortable, scary things.
Yeah.
Like the didn't we hear Alex Jones do a show about how he thinks Obama is going to let off a nuclear bomb?
Joey, no, Obama's in a bunker somewhere. Nobody knew where he was.
I thought...
He also said when Obama went to, where did he go? Did he go to Indonesia for a few minutes or whatever? On vacation, that the only reason he said Obama went there is because they don't have an extradition with the United States, and Trump was going to issue the indictments against Obama in any minute. So that's the only reason Obama was in Indonesia, because they don't have an extradition.
God. Oh, my God.
And Obama's like, I was writing. I went somewhere that is less crazy and was writing.
You know, I've called
Malaysia, Indonesia, wherever it was.
Right. I have called for Michelle Obama to run for office, but now I think about it, I feel bad. Don't do it. Why would you? Imagine you live through Obama's presidency. You go in there, it's like everybody attacks you because of your skin color. You get these idiot Republicans. Why would you want to
do it? And the bulge in your pants.
Right. The bulge. Yeah, oh my God.
Alex Jones thinks the former first lady is a transgendered person.
Hey,
hasn't finished the transition, because if she's got a bulge in her skirt, then she hasn't had the surgery, the gender reassignment surgery.
Oh, right, because she's turning from a man into a woman.
Right.
Who said that if you look at Obama when he's being photographed, there's always flies around him? Because
him.
He said that.
Sign of a demon. You know what that means when there's flies around you? It means a demon. Sign of a demon.
That's why people are afraid to come on your show, Alex. Because all of a sudden I'm talking about Michelle Obama's big, thick cock.
You're on camera and there's a fly near you.
You're crazier than most.
And you're literally on camera every moment of your life and inside and out. And every once in a while, someone catches a fly around you where all the lights are, where you're speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
It just so happens to be a fly near or on you. And now, obviously, look at how the flies go right to him. It's a sign of a demon. Possessed by a demon, obviously.
Right.
Big black demon.
Why is our intern...
Cover uncomfortable, scary thing.
What?
Somebody just tweeted us, breaking news, your intern is full of shit.
Kate? Yeah.
Kate, are you lying?
I don't know.
Lying to us earlier. Thank you. Sorry.
Here's the rest of Alex Jones.
What a nut.
See, our job is not to be popular with the establishment. Our job is to hit the barbed wire. Our job is to cover uncomfortable, scary things so that there can be a larger debate about it. And you can see why the enemy wants to take us down. They know we're willing to break the facade, to blow through the enemy fortress walls, and to open them up to larger attacks. That's our job. And our listeners,
who's walled up,
understand that. That's why they've had more than 50 articles I saw just last week trying to figure out how they can shut down InfoWars.
They're not trying to figure out. They're calling out InfoWars on its bullshit.
Yeah.
And he's upset about the lawsuits, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck yeah. These scary things that nobody wants to talk about that he covers. Is he talking about the Sandy Hook truth?
Yeah.
Pizzagate, that kind of shit. Benghazi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Muslim prayer rug at the fucking border.
That was Breitbart.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. God.
He may have brought it up too, but yeah. that was a Breitbart.
Do they get along?
Some probably, sure.
But I mean, they're all in the head, right?
Well, and they're all rogues. They're all vipers. So there's no honor among scum.
And they can't get along with anybody. Right. They probably, like, if you had, Andrew Breitbart sadly is dead. And,
I remember when friend of the show, Brooke Reed.
Yes.
Got that news.
Yeah.
And if it was possible to tap dance in a tweet or in a Facebook post, he was thrilled when that fucker
kicked the bucket,
got his grabber.
Right. Grabbed.
We
his.
Don't no, celebrate the death of anyone. Or, no, but it's, or,
yeah. Not even Roger Ailes.
I might not mourn.
Yeah. Did you mourn for Roger
but
Ailes?
But I won't celebrate anybody's death.
Do you mourn for Roger Ailes?
Or I might celebrate, you know, the suddenly kinder universe.
Yes.
On average.
Absolutely.
The average jumped up after Breitbart died of kindness in the universe.
Right.
Here it is. Alex Jones. Hi, Roseanne. This is on Twitter. Hi, Roseanne. Time for you to strike back against these, all caps, thought police. And really shake them up. You've been on the show before. It's time for you to come back on. Hashtag Roseanne.
What the fuck happened to you, Roseanne? You were you were the biggest fucking thing on TV. Yeah. You were the biggest fucking star. And now.
Never had to work again.
Now, where does she go? Honestly.
Well, right.
They're not going to have her anywhere. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Does Kramer have a show?
No. He doesn't even have fucking stand-up dates.
Right.
Where is she going to do stand-up? On her level, where is she going to do stand-up? Yeah.
Pensacola.
Yeah, it's true.
And then Mobile.
I'd book her on my
Branson.
Show, to be honest. I mean, I would. But
what?
I'd book her on my show. I mean, the little bar show I have.
Would you open for her?
No. Yes.
God, I was going to say liar.
How much money is that? How much money to open for Roseanne? It's probably
here in Pensacola, what if they said we need a local comic to open for Roseanne? And you're going to get, you're going to make five G's.
Yeah. $5,000. Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm sorry.
You don't have to follow, you're not censored at all. You could do your stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I can say whatever? I can say how she sucks?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
You shouldn't shit on the headliner, but you could shit on Trump.
Listen, we're talking about comedians.
You could shit on Trump.
Shit on comedians. They're the worst people on the planet.
I thought it's not
they shit on you first. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Fuck them.
Jack
Posobiec.
Alt-writer, MRA-er.
Yes.
Whiny little piss baby white boy bitch on the white. On the Twitters.
Yes. Is that all on his business card? Associate white boy bitch.
Tweeted, contact ABC immediately if you want Roseanne Brack back on the air.
Who the fuck? I read, Bob Iger, is he the big guy at ABC? I read a quote that said there was no question about fucking firing that show.
Yeah, he said this was a no-brainer. there was only one choice, to do what's right.
Yeah. Right.
Jack Posobiec then tweeted, Roseanne, Tim Allen, Kevin Sorbo. I'm sorry. I can't.
You're
I can't.
In good company.
How dare you? Roseanne, Tim Allen, Kevin Sorbo, Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin.
And other blacklisted content creators. Stephen
content
Baldwin.
Content creators. Stephen Baldwin. Write Biodome.
Content creator.
Did he write Biodome?
No, he was in it with Pauly Shore, right?
Yeah, who wrote that? Who wrote that? Who wrote Biodome? Michael Bay, I think.
Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin
Sorbo made his own choices. He was all Hercules, right? Or whatever the fuck he was.
Yeah, but he's weird now because we did some shit.
Well, no, he's a Jesus. He only makes Jesus movies now. He was in that fucking movie about the atheist. God's not dead or something like that. Where the evil atheist professor assigns philosophy class to prove that God is dead or something like that.
Hey, Roseanne, I know where you can get a job when Kirk Cameron does a sequel to that stupid fucking Christmas movie. He'll put you in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what movie is that?
Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas.
Look forward to working with Kirk Cameron, you asshole.
What did he save it from?
I never liked Roseanne, to be honest. I never dug that show. It bored me. Who cares?
I think I might have found some of them funny. I don't remember. I was an infant.
I wasn't even born yet. It was a big load.
Roseanne, Tim Allen, Kevin Sorbo, Stephen Baldwin, other blacklisted content creators should start up their own version of a blockchain-funded Netflix. So he worked blockchain in there.
Oh, why? Just because, like...
Yeah, one of the sad things of the blockchain, it's being...
That's how you save shit.
And altcoins are being used by nefarious... Nazis and shit like that too to hide
nefarious
their money and send
Nazis
it around.
So wait. I'm sorry. Kevin Sorbo.
They should start their own version of Netflix. United
what?
Like United Artists
fuck?
Back in the day, right? It's United.
What the fuck?
United
content
racist.
Is that gonna look like Stephen Baldwin, Kevin Sorbo, Roseanne? who's the other one?
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, Roseanne, Kevin Sorbo, Stephen Baldwin, I'll show up in a writer's room. They're all sitting around a table with legal pads and pencils and laptops.
This week on The Deplorables.
Hey, yeah. What happens? Kevin Sorbo fires up Final Draft and starts typing shit? Fucking content. Content?
Who's the guy that played Bible Man? He could get a gig, too.
That's that guy from Eight is Enough, right?
Yeah.
One of those shows. Jesus.
Then Jack Posobiec tweeted, ABC never even made Jimmy Kimmel apologize for any of his bigoted homophobic comments, yet
what?
His show is still on every night.
What bigoted homophobic comments did Jimmy Kimmel make?
I think they mean back in the day
from the man show.
Now,
God damn it, you know, man.
Then he tweeted, now do Jimmy Kimmel after they fired her. Then he tweeted # there it is, boycott ABC. And I'll bet this little piss baby was one of the ones saying, I can't believe the libtards are trying to use that Nazi, undemocratic, anti-capitalism tactic of boycotting Laura Ingraham. I can't believe they're doing that.
Laura Ingraham.
And now he's boycott ABC.
Laura Ingraham is a Nazi. She did the Nazi thing. And there's a picture of it. There's no, unless her arm is fucked up, it's out of socket and stuck like that, she's doing the Nazi salute. She's a fucking Nazi. Fuck off.
This tweet has been deleted.
Oh.
In response to Roseanne saying, I apologize, I'm now leaving Twitter.
So what?
This is before the show got canceled even. That's when she was being raked over the coals for what she did. Eric Bolling, remember him?
Yeah. Oh, yes. From Fox and Friends. Yeah. Is he still on there?
No, he sent dick pics to women.
Oh, my fucking Christ.
I believe was the accusation.
I totally forgot that. A lot of pervy GOPs, man. Oh, my God.
He tweeted, no apology necessary at all. And by the way, that doesn't diminish the horrible tragedy he suffered in losing his son, by the way, to a drug overdose.
Yeah, that sucks.
Don't send
your dick to your colleagues, dickhead.
No apology necessary at all, Roseanne. And please don't leave unless it's just for a few minutes. I don't know what that means.
I don't give a fuck he about deleted that Roseanne. One, does anybody really give a fuck about Roseanne? Is anybody... Hey, Roseanne, by the way, I'm leaving Twitter. Just don't tweet anymore. You don't have to announce it. Nobody cares.
We've got, in air quotes, journalist Laura Loomer. You remember, she's the moron who goes around to mosques and like with a bullhorn and
she
pretends. Oh, that's Pam Geller.
I think you say Pam Greer. I don't think so.
Laura Loomer is almost there. She claims she's a journalist, but she's a virulent, vile Islamophobe. Her favorite thing is harassing Muslim people.
How is our society supposed to function if we have to rub elbows with all these fucking racists? Can't we get rid of them?
She tweeted the statement from Channing Dungey, president of ABC Entertainment, that said Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values. We have decided to cancel her show.
Bam, motherfucker!
She's the head of ABC Entertainment and the grand poobah, like you said, of Disney, Bob Iger.
Yeah.
Said it was a no-brainer. There was no... you got to do what's right. So hey, he's back and...
Roseanne, go fuck yourself. Honestly.
I think Channing Dungey may be black, and I think they're going after her now on Twitter,
too. What does somebody like Roseanne say to the fact when you look at studies that say, like, hate crimes have dramatically increased while this fucking president's in office, and she's got a whole show dedicated to sucking his nasty, tiny orange dick. Yeah. What is she? How does she square that with herself?
Channing Dungey is a woman of color, and the racists are attacking her for, gee, gosh, I wonder. I wonder why she canceled Roseanne.
You know what they'll put in instead of Roseanne? Some dumb dickhead game show like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something. They'll give it fucking shit tons of ratings. It'll be cheaper than her stupid fucking show where she's just sucking Shitler dick.
Right.
Damn. She'd almost boycott ABC for having that show in the first place. Why would you do that?
Well, I think sane people did boycott it. I don't think people watch that shit.
Watch that show.
How do you?
That's normalizing.
Well, and like you said, it's not an actual depiction.
Right.
I saw several articles about how, as much as Roseanne wants to say, this is what your average Trump voter is like. It ain't true. It ain't the realistic part of it. That little brown kid they had running around inexplicably in the new family.
Yes.
Would be a completely different issue.
Right. And by the fucking way. We saw clips of what these MAGA fucknuts are like at those goddamn campaign rallies. They keep the press in those little pins.
Oh, terrifying.
And then these rednecks spit on the press. They yell at them. They threaten them. My mom and my brother went undercover to one of these fucking Trump rallies. And these guys, they're all fucking bananas. They're violent. They're mean. They're racist.
I like the North Korean peace deal. But God, you libtards are dumb.
Fuck you. You fucking idiot. Hey, listen, once you get take some horny goat weed, eat so much your dick explodes.
You love it.
Oh, God.
He was in the car in that one. That's why it sounds a little weird.
He really likes, like, you watch Alex Jones and he really enjoys filming himself while driving. He loves that. I've seen him do that a bunch.
Oh, that's on the Twitter. That's Steve. He may mean that Kate has to take a shit, like when you had to let her out that one time or something.
Oh,
he binge listens, so I don't know that he's listening live, maybe.
Oh, okay.
If you are, Steve, thanks for
thanks,
listening.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it.
But Kate, I think that's what he's referring to, that the intern
right.
has to go take a shit. Roseanne.
Kate, I am not going to be lied to in the studio. Okay.
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah. I like it. Take a Roseanne.
I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah.
God, you hate
her.
That, don't you?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it when comics say, because they say it all the time. When people, they tell a joke that's shitty and nobody laughs, they say, did you see what I did there? And they're like, no, I'm not paying attention. I'm thinking of something else because you suck.
So Laura Loomer tweeted, ABC News literally just canceled Roseanne's show because she dropped some major red pills in a tweet. God, they love that red pill, blue pill
what?
Bullshit.
It's
from
the Matrix.
And they're all red pilling. They see the reality that nobody else sees.
Is the red pill meaning that you're walking around in the Matrix, and the blue pill means that you're aware that you're in that sack?
Opposite.
Okay.
They're the enlightened ones who see the reality, and we're the blue pillars who are deluded into thinking that black people are people, and Muslims are people, and women are people.
Hey, Kate, can you send out an open letter to our society that the Matrix is not a fucking religion? It's a goddamn movie starring Keanu Reeves.
She says, so lame. I love Roseanne. She's my spirit animal.
Well, hey, Roseanne, you still got some fans. Look at you. Maybe she'll see you when you're performing in Branson. Maybe she'll see you when you're performing, when you're on stage with Jim and Tammy. What's her name? Lori Baker.
Lori. Tammy is no longer with us.
Hey, keep your hands off Lori's Xanax. You think she's going to do? I bet she does the Jim Baker show.
Gateway pundit, right wing shithole.
Pundit.
Of a site.
Yummy.
One of their air quote journalists.
Yeah, yeah.
Cassandra Fairbanks tweeted, this is such an extreme overreaction. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Oh, she's sorry. for the lame liberal media.
Hey, it's free speech. Roseanne is free to say whatever the fuck she wants. And I run ABC. I'm free to say, hey, take your show. Shove it up your ass, you fucking racist. I don't want that on my air. Eat a dick. I'm free to say that.
Bill Mitchell, who I believe had run for something one time or whatever, is now on Your Voice America, right-wing nutjob radio.
Ooh.
Tweeted, maybe this is heinous. Maybe Roseanne should have said she wished Valerie Jarrett had been murdered in the womb by her mom.
What? She's saying should have been she wished she was aborted or something?
Yeah. She'd have gotten an Emmy then.
You know, right-wing nut job, dickhead, conservative fuck nuts. Listen to me. You guys, I can't think of one of you that's funny.
ABC.
Name one. A funny right-wing nut job.
Yeah.
You can't.
Bill Mitchell says, ABC canceled the most popular comedy on TV because of a tweet. LOL. Silly liberals.
No one.
Silly liberals.
Listen, no one is, in 2 days, no one's going to give a fuck that her show isn't on the air. Do you know, hey, dickhead, do you know how many awesome programs there are to watch on Netflix? There's a ton. It would never occur to me to watch your stupid fucking show. I don't give a shit. No one cares.
Then he tweeted, I'm not sure how saying someone looks like a child of Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes is racist.
Why? I mean, you know, let's say it's not racist. Then let's reverse engineer her joke and try to find out how she came up with it without being racist.
I thought Muslim Brotherhood was supposed to be a good thing, and liberals say we are descended from apes.
Oh, my God.
This man's a subhuman because in his next tweet, he tweeted a side-by-side picture of Valerie Jarrett and Helena Bonham Carter as the hot monkey in Planet of the Apes, and he says, zero resemblance.
Yeah. You know Helena Bonham Carter?
Zero resemblance. He's doing it ironically, saying, look, they look alike.
Right. God.
What a disgusting subhuman Bill Mitchell is. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah. Helena Bonham Carter kind of looks like the king of pop in that one right there. It looks like Michael Jackson, just a little
bit. That's racist.
Is it? I swear to God, I'm not trying to be racist. I'm looking at the Planet of the Apes, the face. It's like weird, you know.
Well, it's because the nose is gone.
Yeah, that's it. Wait a second. Apes don't have noses? How do they fucking breathe?
Well, they have nostrils, but they don't have
nasal bridge. Then how do they do that piercing, that thing right here?
They get their clits pierced instead. How the fuck do I know?
I got my hood
according to the movie. This guy's still going.
Yeah.
Bill Mitchell, according to the movie Planet of the Apes, the apes were actually superior to and enslaved humans. They were not dumb animals, but the dominant species. I'm still trying to figure out how this is racist, unless calling someone superior is racist.
Oh, God. Who the fuck is this guy,
this
Bill?
That Bill Mitchell.
Where does
vermin.
He come from?
The host of Your Voice, America.
Okay, so he's a dickhead on right-wing podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck face.
363,000 followers on the Twitter,
God,
though.
God, I hate our society. It's like we're the dumbest pieces of shit ever. Why? We shouldn't be allowed thumbs. We shouldn't have the privilege of having fucking thumbs if we're going to elect people like Donald Trump. Oh, God. How many people follow that dickbag Bill Mitchell? 300,000?
Yeah, and he's following. I mean, he's doing he jumped on the Bill Maher bandwagon.
He didn't like Bill Maher.
Bill Maher must be canceled immediately. And there's a picture of Bill Maher on one side of the screen. And then the picture that he showed of Trump next to an orangutan.
Oh, God. Jeez.
He should be fired immediately. They're really scum.
See, the reason really people scum. Are comparing Trump to the orangutan is because their hair is the same. Right? There's a similarity in the hair.
Well, and
am I misremembering what an orangutan looks like?
Yeah, and the orange skin. And orange, they're orange.
They're orange like you, Trump. Like your fucking face. Your big, thick cock. You're all orange. I don't know. I just don't. It's just, you know, you can't. There's no way. There's no way on this planet you can say that Trump, that tweet by dumbass Roseanne isn't fucking racist.
Yeah.
You just can't. It's stupid. Fuck you. Whoever, you know.
Let's see. I'm canceling ABC, some other asshole says.
Who fucking cares? Cancel this dickhead.
Somebody from The Federalist says it was a super popular show that pro-Trump people could enjoy. There was always going to be a target on her back.
Oh,
and
yes.
She gave them what they wanted.
Wow. She gave them what they wanted.
So at least
right.
At least this one from The Federalist kind of hints at the fact that Roseanne did it to herself, at least.
I don't get
it. But she does say that she had a target on her back.
Why do you go to it's got to be a lot of work doing that Roseanne show. Why do you go to all that trouble and then just throw out some tweet? Did she not think this would be ill-received?
I don't know. Probably.
This is a person that for years goes on a stage, speaks into a microphone, and is like, you know what? I think they'll laugh at this. And she's done that for years. Why? How?
And well.
Yes.
And gotten paid for it. A lot of money.
So how do you fuck up like this? It's fascinating
because
to me.
You're
an asshole, right?
You cult 45.
Like the gun?
You're cult.
Oh,
45.
Cult. Okay. Oh, yeah. Cult Trump.
Yeah.
Shit. I was thinking the malt liquor. I was like, you drink a bunch of beer.
Mike Klernovich.
Oh, yeah, right.
Tweeted, Joy Behar called Christians mentally ill.
They are!
Roseanne was fired. Joy Behar wasn't.
Listen, you guys sit around all day and pray. You pray some entity in the sky that isn't fucking there.
And Joy Behar said
ill.
Christians were mentally ill because they follow Trump.
Yeah.
When everything about Christianity is un-Trump.
Yes. You see how you can explain that comment with a little bit of logic? You know, maybe you can say it was in bad taste if you want to, maybe. But, like, there is no fucking way to explain Roseanne's tweet other than she's a racist dirtbag. That's it.
This guy says, if you mention Valerie Jarrett's name three times, you'll summon a demon. Woman ran the White House and the American public has no idea who she is. Media will go through hell to protect her.
Oh, God.
Well, that's not a racist tweet.
Right.
It's bizarre that you think if you say her name three times, it'll summon a demon.
Yes, that's not racist.
I thought if you say Candyman three times, it summons Candyman. So wouldn't you summon Valerie Jarrett?
Right. And you said she was the product of the Muslim Brotherhood fucking somebody in Planet of the Apes.
Some other guy.
Oh, okay.
Roseanne's joke was in poor taste, but clearly not racist in its intent.
Hold on a second. Who said that? Some dude?
Ali Alexander from, he's some right-wing blogger.
Hey, Ali, are you on acid? Because I want to understand how it's not racist. Are you seeing, like, parallel universes and stuff where you can sort of explain away this without it being racist? I'm not enlightened like you are. I don't see how this isn't racist, stupid.
Inexplicably, here is an African-American pro-Trump radio host, Wayne Dupree.
Oh, my God. What the fuck,
he is upset. He tweeted, all the racist innuendos ABC has on, including stereotyping in Blackish. He doesn't like the show Blackish.
Right. Is this the kind of guy that gets mad when people put all racists in one basket, like you make generalizations?
She used free speech and she's a comedian.
Yeah, she did. She used her free speech. And the people that own ABC can use their free will and say, I don't want to produce this fucking show anymore. Suck my dick.
All right, everybody, move in. Got to quickly talk about this because this is breaking news. This is breaking news. All of you, we have spots down here at the front. Welcome. Don't forget to share this. This is
okay. I'm not going to go on with that, but this is him whining about the fact that they canceled Roseanne.
That's your tweet. Roseanne's show got chopped down like a Civil War statue.
No, that's a retweet.
Oh, okay, that's a good one though.
Whoever did that one, yeah,
genius.
I wonder if CNN will be transparent and note that Valerie Jarrett's daughter is their own justice correspondent, Laura Jarrett. I think that's worth noting regarding this Roseanne situation. What does CNN have to do with that?
And what does that matter? How does that relate it? How is that related?
Roseanne's tweets were, same guy. Roseanne's tweets were ridiculous. Not offensive.
Not racist.
Not racist. They're ridiculous. Oh, that silly Roseanne. CNN loves censorship as long as it goes against their viewpoints. Ugly rhetoric about Trump being mentally ill, calling for the overthrow of the government is totally okay because that's CNN's values. Is CNN owned by Disney? Maybe they are.
I don't fucking know. It's crazy. We got a bunch of racists running around the White House and nobody's allowed to call them racist. How are we not allowed to call Trump racist? He's racist.
Jimmy Kimmel still has a show.
Yes.
After he has women grab his junk on the air. No double standard here.
Yeah.
Ted Nugent.
Oh, my God.
Tweeted.
How old is he? 70?
68? 70? Something like that? So Roseanne referencing a movie title is racist, lying, dishonest, soulless freaks from Planet of the Apes.
What? What did he say?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
So Roseanne referencing a movie title is racist, lying, dishonest, soulless freaks from Planet of the Apes. That's what you get from the Motor City Madman.
Ted, did the gun go off in your brain or something? Or what's wrong with you?
I'm disappointed in Roseanne for not knowing better than to think she could get away with tweeting something like that without this sort of response. Not, oh my God, what she did was horrible, but God, I can't believe she was so stupid to think she could get away with that.
How would you have done it? How would this person have done it? How would you spread racism on the down low? I shouldn't just say it.
But my heart goes out to her regardless.
Hey, fuck your heart.
She is not racist, and the left has excused worse behavior from their own. This sucks.
Wow, the language, all of a sudden, it sounds like that person really tried, and then this sucks. You know what I mean?
Former London bureau chief for Breitbart. Strap in.
Oh,
this is going to be some racist, brotastic bullshit.
The former
London Bureau Chief for Breitbart.
Oh, fuck off. They don't have a London Bureau. Do they? Yeah. Really? What do they do?
The only show with a conservative lead and also the biggest buzz for any sitcom right now, canceled over a joke. By all means, Hollywood men, keep feeling up young girls who want to become actresses.
Good God. Guys, you got to stop feeling up people, right?
Well, yeah, he's saying apparently everybody in Hollywood is Harvey Weinstein and nobody says anything. But Roseanne, you know, tweets a little racist-esque joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody loses their mind.
Let me explain to this guy that there's no way everyone in Hollywood is Harvey Weinstein. There wouldn't be a potted plant left in the fucking city without... You know, ejaculate all over the fronds.
They don't get it. Some asshole on YouTube, Mark Dice. When liberals compare Trump to an ape, that's okay. But when Roseanne compares Obama aide to one, they demand her show gets canceled. They don't get it. They just don't get it.
Does my explanation not make sense? Trump is compared to orangutan because of the hair color. Does that make sense? Not because of skin color.
Well, it is because of his skin color, but that's not his normal skin color. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the skin color he chooses to have sprayed upon him.
So his race, is it like, you know, orange or what? I don't know what it would be. Oh, man. God damn. The stupidity is just, choking.
Our Lady of Eternal Butthurt.
Oh, Todd Starnes?
Todd Starnes?
Nine!
But it's okay for Hollywood to disparage conservative women.
What? Like how? Like Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
That's exactly
like
what they're talking about. How dare that evil Jewess... Oh, excuse me. How dare Michelle Wolf make bad jokes about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, that good Christian woman. She's a mother.
You know... Sarah Huckabee Sanders will not be looked favorably by history's not going to look favorably on Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Right?
Right.
There's no fucking way.
Over on Gab, the anti-Twitter, where all the butthurt racists...
Oh, are these white supremacists?
All the white supremacists, the racists, the Nazis, the cucks. Well, to us, they're cucks. The cuck haters, they call themselves.
Cuck me!
They said, when a comedian can no longer tell a joke, comedy and indeed free expression are dead. She can tell her joke.
Yes.
Snowflake piss baby fucks. She can tell her joke. She is not immune to consequences from our society for said joke.
Of course. She is allowed to say that. She's not fired from life. She's not getting arrested. Do people think that it's everybody's right and privilege to have a sitcom on national television? No, it's not like you're born. It's like, hey, you know, when you're 30, you're going to get a television show. It's not like guaranteed. It's not a privilege. It's not a right.
The political insider, right-wing shit rag.
Boo.
Valerie Jarrett was the mastermind behind the most corrupt presidency in history. Roseanne sent a mean tweet. I stand with Roseanne.
You're stupid. Go ahead. Hey, listen, I love your idea. Go stand with Roseanne. Go stand with Roseanne when she works on the country music channel. She won't even be able to work there.
Right.
What she said was so fucking racist. I mean, it's on the level of Kramer. Do you know what I mean?
She can open for Yakov Smirnoff at his Branson.
Oh, Branson. I honestly think her best bet is a Jim Baker powdered soup stage.
They might not even want her at Branson.
Why?
Well, Branson's like kind of old people and Jesus-y, but I don't know if it's... Well, yeah. Of course it's racist. What am I thinking? It's old white people. Of course it's a lot of it's racist.
But they might not want her. And also, too, like, let's say it comes out and Mueller comes out with some crazy shit like, I don't know. Like, it's obviously Trump was treasonous. How are people like Roseanne going to look? You know, they're going to look like traitors. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Crazy.
Unless they win and and start to Stalinizing the history books.
Do you see some of those pictures of those
which
camps?
They're trying to do, right, with slavery and stuff?
Yeah.
In Texas? Yeah. Slavery wasn't that bad.
Oh, no, it's great.
We need to get rid of that slavery stuff.
These refugees and all these people getting thrown in these camps. You see pictures of that?
Oh, horrific, yeah.
Dude, this
I mean,
sucks.
There was a oops with the picture that went out, which was dumb. It was a picture from 2014.
Yeah.
And Trump leapt upon that. He tweeted about that. Did you see that?
No.
The evil left-wing media tried to put up a picture of kids in a cage, but that was taken in 2014 when that Negro was president. So you can't blame me. Fake news, fake news, fake news.
I mean...
And by the way, I concur. The what happened under Obama with these detention facilities was also a travesty.
Yeah, it was shitty. It was fucking shitty.
We should not have gulags where people can be held without due process.
We shouldn't have gulags. Which 2018.
Yeah.
We're having to tell people on a fucking podcast, hey guys, might be a good idea to not have gulags.
You're right.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid? Fuck Roseanne. Fuck that shit.
So yeah, fuck Roseanne and fuck everybody trying to defend her. People are racist. It's that simple. Yeah, this is not gray area.
No.
If you're defending Roseanne, you're a fucking racist.
Yeah, you're a dickbag.
Thanks to Kate on the Twitter. Right. There's an article she tweeted. Comparing black people to monkeys has a long, dark simian history.
Well, yeah. Ugh. I mean, it's so, I don't know.
Frustrating as hell.
Yeah, it's, I mean, this is
I mean, the Roseanne thing's frustrating. But this reaction just shows what just total diarrhea this country's become. Just white,
getting it.
Racist scum.
She said one thing about whatever.
Right.
You know?
It's infuriating. So there's other stuff going on.
Yes.
I guess.
I mean, this makes me nervous. I feel like we should see what Trump's doing. I mean, is he like, he's not starting a war while we're screaming about fucking Roseanne. I mean, who cares?
Well, he's thrilled.
Because we're not talking about Russia.
We're not, for a half a day, we're not going to talk about Russia.
Yeah. Hey, are we going to in this show at all?
Well, but he'll be upset because he'll do something because he can't handle, he's not being talked about.
God, Donald, what the fuck did your parents do to you? What did they do to him? He's a weirdo. God. He's a fucked up person, man.
He started this morning already. Democrats mistakenly tweet 2014 pictures from Obama's term showing children from the border in steel cages. They thought it was recent pictures in order to make us look bad, but backfires. Dems must agree to wall and new border protection for good of country.
Donald.
Bipartisan bill, exclamation point. You had one, you shit stain. You diaper load.
Yes.
You had one. You orangutan. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, all the pictures in the White House where your hands are present, you had them enlarged. Right?
Then he tweeted, that was alleged.
Oh, I thought that was real.
Well, I think it was, actually, because you could see the part where there's like a distortion in the background. Like, it wasn't even photoshopped well.
When we found that out, we should have took him seriously and had a coup.
Then Trump tweeted, we have put a great team together for our talks with North Korea. Meetings are currently taking place concerning summit and more. Kim Jong-chol, the vice chairman of North Korea, heading now to New York. Solid response to my letter. Thank you.
Solid. Solid response to my letter. Explain this foreign policy to me. We're not going to have a summit. We are. We're not. We are. But we are now. What is that?
Reality show television? Running the country?
Yeah, yeah.
He's building drama. And I have no doubt that he's being worked in some way.
Oh, yeah. Because by outside.
We have no examples of North Korea not working us in these deals.
Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
us over.
And every country, probably, right?
Right. And do you think, here's the deal. Kim Jong-un has been studying Trump, studying the tactics of what to use. He's probably getting phone calls from his buddy, Uncle Nipples, to say, here's what you do. Here's how you play that moron.
But
send him a letter and call him the great leader. Send him a letter and say, you've accomplished so much and you're the best president ever in the history of presidentes.
Yes. You know what? I mean, God.
And he'll roll over like a dog that wants its ball scratched.
Jeez, I have never done that for a dog.
Nor have I.
Look at the litchy there. Let me get this. The back scratcher, you can do it. Don't do it with your fingers.
They can scratch their own balls.
That's illegal. That's illegal. Not in Alabama.
Then he couldn't, you know, it was a tweet about himself.
Yes.
Then a tweet about North Korea. Then he has to make it about himself again.
Yes.
The investigation involved far more surveillance than we ever had any idea about. It wasn't just a wiretap against a campaign aide. It was secretly gathering information on the Trump campaign. That's not true. It was gathering information on individuals in the Trump campaign who were felt to have known to have nefarious ties to nefarious Ruskies.
Right.
And they were trying to actively get involved in the campaign. So to say they were going after the Trump campaign is a lie. People call that spying. This is unprecedented and scandalous. And he's quoting somebody from Fox News, Molly Hemingway. I don't know. That's a quote.
What the fuck is that?
He tweets that quote.
Oh, God.
That's great what she said. Tweet that.
God damn it, man. We got a president sitting around watching every word that they're saying on Fox News and making it policy. Yep.
Then he tweeted, the 13 angry Democrats, plus people who worked 8 years for Obama, working on the rigged Russia witch hunt, will be, all caps, meddling with the midterm elections, especially now that Republicans, stay tough, parentheses, are taking the lead in polls. There was no collusion except by the Democrats.
Isn't this meddling? Isn't what he is doing meddling by default?
Accuse the other side of that. Which you are guilty. Why aren't the 13 angry and heavily conflicted Democrats? This is the Mueller investigation he's talking about. It's the 13 heavily conflicted Democrats now.
Heavily conflicted.
Investigating the totally crooked campaign of totally crooked Hillary Clinton. It's a rigged witch hunt. That's why. Ask them if they enjoyed her after election celebration.
When did he tweet all this shit?
This morning.
He just, God, what? We got to get a webcam in there. We got to get a GoPro. I want to see what he looks like. Do you think he's pacing and tweeting, or is he at a chair sitting and doing this? It sounds like he's.
I think he's taking a shit.
Oh, really?
He's got to work for like a good hour to get all those Happy Meals out of there.
I never thought about it. I've never thought of that before, but that is a good point. That's disgusting, but.
Then he tweeted, sorry, I've got to start focusing my energy on North Korea nuclear.
Oh, my God.
Bad trade deals, VA choice, the economy, rebuilding the military, and so much more, and not on the rigged Russia witch hunt that should be investigating Clinton, Russia, FBI, Justice, Obama, Comey Lynch, etc.
Oh, my God. He's just saying all the shit.
You just had four tweets. That you are focusing on that. And you're like, sorry, I've got to. Well, he did say, sorry, I've got to start focusing. We agree. You wouldn't. You know what? He wouldn't be in this position if he hadn't tweeted.
Yeah, that's true.
None of it would have happened.
Yeah, I think he's going to get away with it.
I don't think he's getting away with it.
I hope not, man. Damn.
Then he tweeted, the fake mainstream media has, from the time I announced I was running for president, run the most highly sophisticated and dishonest disinformation campaign in the history of politics. No matter how well we, all caps, do, they find fault. But the forgotten men and women won.
Ah!
I'm president! Exclamation point.
Oh, my God. The forgotten men and women won. Who are they? The deplorables? Are
all
these
the angry, butthurt white people?
Fake white victims?
Yes.
Victims of what? Of other people getting rights
brown
and our straight
people,
white males?
Brown people being treated like humans. And homosexuals being treated like people. And women being treated equally.
Okay. It's nuts.
Yeah. I'm president. Excavation. It's really so sad.
Oh my God. It sounds like he's making the case to fire Mueller. That's what it always sounds like to me. He's like witch hunt 3 million times, didn't he? I thought I saw that somewhere. I mean, you know, he wants people to think Mueller witch hunt.
Well, and let's I know this is hard for our friends on the right, but let's apply a little logic to the situation again.
Oh yeah.
The big meeting last week, the big secret meeting, the double secret meetings that they had.
Okay.
Where they showed information regarding the Spygate. The alleged spy that was in, right. That was deeply embedded up Trump's colon during the campaign.
Twisted around a little bit.
Hanging onto a McNugget up
Blech.
There that's embedded on the side of his colon.
Blech.
Devin Nunes, Team Treason, had that first meeting.
Yes.
Trey Gowdy, Devin Nunes.
Oh, yes. A whole cavalcade of dickbags.
Had they seen
conservative
a scintilla, a micron's worth of evidence that Trump was inappropriately spied upon?
Yes.
How many milliseconds
would it
have been after that meeting that they would have been screaming on Fox News, on the internet, on CNN, fake news, everywhere? Oh, my God, proof.
And that same reason you're using right there is why there's nothing on Hillary.
Well, but what have we heard from them regarding that? Trump is still every 5 minutes.
But nothing.
It's Spygate. But from Team Cunting Treason.
Nothing, right?
Those assholes.
Are those chickens?
Those were chickens.
Okay.
I like it. Those fucking assholes were, that's all we hear from them.
There's
nothing.
Yeah. Crickets.
I meant to click crickets and I clicked chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Previously,
yeah.
But like Trump, I didn't want to admit my mistake.
I like chickens.
So there. That's what we're hearing from Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy.
Ooh.
We demand to see it. We demand.
We need... It's not going to happen. I'm going to say we need Republicans to step up and be adults and get rid of this president.
Only if the polls start showing that once all these primaries are over, they're going to assess.
Yes.
And they're going to see who won. And if the right-wing dickbag Trump suckers pulled off more wins than the establishment Republicans, then they're going to try to hang on to his spray-tanned nipple hairs.
Oh, my God. He spray tans his hairs nipples.
You think they put foil over his nipple hairs to protect them from the coloring?
Yeah.
When he's
coloring his nipple hairs, man.
Well, he's spray tanning. It goes everywhere.
Yeah. I want my nipple hairs to be mute plaid.
The Missouri governor.
Fuck you, boy!
Breaking news, everyone. You may recall Missouri Governor Eric Greitens as the man who has been accused of threatening to send naked vajayjay and booby pics of a woman with whom he had an affair.
Yes!
If she talked about it.
Right.
He was extorting her, threatening to revenge porn her if she...
But he's the guy in office, right?
He's the governor.
He's the governor.
Charges were filed. They since withdrew them for some technicality, but they assured everyone they are going to refile these charges against him. So when the right-wing dickbags were saying, they pulled the charges from him. Look, he's innocent. No, they swear they're refiling them. And he said, I'm not resigning.
Right.
Well, now...
Bye-bye.
Embattled Republican Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is now expected to resign amidst a sexual misconduct scandal and allegations of misuse of a charity donor list.
Woohoo!
So he's corrupt as fuck in addition to being
And what party?
A sexual dick.
What party is he a member of, Pat?
The Grand Old Party.
Oh, okay. That's weird, because that's the party of family values. I don't understand.
Facing possible impeachment, he's expected to step down. I think he did step down already. I'm reading a little bit earlier story. He has been accused of taking and transmitting a non-consensual photo of a woman with whom he was having an affair. A felony invasion of privacy charge was leveled against him.
Yes.
Was dropped, but they still plan to pursue the case.
Right.
They may use a special prosecutor to go after him.
Shit.
He will be replaced by Missouri Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson, who previously served in the state's Senate and in the House of Representatives there. So, bye, Felicia. Number two.
Go today. Fuck yourself.
Another bye, Felicia, today.
Yeah, man. Shit.
After Roseanne goes bye-bye.
Oh, my God. She is going to be relegated to the trash heap of fucking comedy. I mean, you can't go down and play the improv. You know, people aren't going to want to see that shit. Right?
Well, right. Not many.
No. I mean, I guess if you had an improv in the middle of, I don't know, the Everglades, maybe. I don't know.
You're right, Mississippi.
Or in Alabama. Yeah,
Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, God, how horrible.
They go to a Roy Moore fundraising event for his legal bills. She'll be able to headline that at the VFW somewhere in Fuckawachicola up in. Yes.
How do you? Yeah. Fuckawachicola.
Up in Alabama.
Oh, if you're from Alabama, how do you tell people? It's like, you know what's crazy about our state? We nearly elected a fucking rapist, man. That's nuts. We nearly did.
Exhausting day already, and we've only been talking about fucking Roseanne for an hour and a half mostly.
Yes. Congratulations.
But holy shit, a lot to talk about there.
Yes.
This is good. Let me see if I can play this audio here.
Right. Crab diving audio. Go fuck yourself.
This is the sound of Rudy Giuliani spending his birthday at Yankee Stadium.
I love this story so much.
To the greatest husband, Jared, from your wife, Cassie. Happy 43rd birthday, Seth Berman. The New York Yankees wish a very happy birthday to Mayor Giuliani.
Whoa!
We wish a happy birthday to Mayor Giuliani.
The great thing about it is that Rudy, they hate you. There's no other way.
Well, yeah.
They fucking hate
you. Well, you know, talk to people from New York and they will almost
to
a person shoot down that whole America's mayor bullshit. They're like, he was a fucking asshole when he was our mayor and we didn't like him.
Did they have a rule in New York that you could just stop anybody you wanted?
Yeah, did he start stop and frisk?
Yeah.
I think, or did Bloomberg do that?
Siri, who started stop and frisk
in New York?
Rudy Giuliani.
Did she respond?
Who?
Siri.
Oh no, I didn't really do it. I don't know how to turn Siri on, man.
Search the web for who started Stop and Frisk in New York.
Hurry up.
Here's what I found on the web for who started Stop and Frisk in New York.
I have Siri with British accent,
of course. Give it up for all the Anglophiles on the podcast. I like the British shit, too. Richard!
The Stop and Frisk is a good... Blah, 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 blah. It was ruled unconstitutional.
Yes.
2003, that's Rudy.
No shit. Good job, guys.
Thank you, Siri.
You're welcome.
Go fuck yourself,
Richard.
Oh, that'd be great to have Patricia Rutledge do your
She's dead.
She's not.
Oh, I thought she. I just no, no, she no. Was dead.
Because remember we talked about how shocking it was to learn that Keeping Up Appearances wasn't a lot older of a television show than we thought. Like it's from the 90s. It's not from.
Oh yeah, dude.
It's not from like that the 70s or the 80s. It was from the 90s.
Then why do they all dress like that?
Because it's old. She's older people in England.
Yeah. I do like that show, though.
Funny as hell.
I don't give a fuck what you dress like. It's funny.
So, Rudy Giuliani, happy birthday. Everyone hates you. You're an asshole. What a stupid moron. He could have ridden that invisibility cloak of 9/11 that he donned for all of his shitbaggery and just...
Where did he fuck up?
But he went nuts. He went nuttier.
Yeah. And he's very strange. It's like...
I've told that story before that David Corn talks about.
Yeah.
The one of the poobahs over at a salon.
Oh, wee wee.
Or no, Mother Jones, excuse me.
Nine.
And David Corn said that during the campaign,
yes.
After when he walked up to Rudy... Yeah. And he's known Rudy for years and stuff. He interviewed him before. And he said, you know, what do you think what's going on with the campaign and everything? He goes, but, you know, I mean, off the record, don't you think it's kind of nuts, all this lock her up stuff and the demonizing going after Hillary and, you know, trying to convince everyone she's a criminal. And he said at that moment, Rudy Giuliani turned beet red and sputtered. She's guilty. She's done everything. You don't know the crimes that she's committed. You don't know what she's done. She should be locked up in the prison forever for her whole life. And that he was just like, okay, and kind of walked away. He's like, Rudy Giuliani has done lost his mind.
Are Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump good friends?
Yeah. There's that video of Giuliani in drag. Giuliani did that sketch in drag with Donald Trump, remember? Donald, I can't believe you say that.
Yeah. Didn't he suck his dick or something like that? Or no, I forgot.
Put his head in his boobs.
Oh, okay. His boobs. His moves.
His fake boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Donald put his head in Rudy Giuliani's fake boobs. And,
wow.
And I don't know if he... I don't know if he went... I don't know if he motorboated.
Don't get him pregnant.
Holy shit. What this country is fucked up. Right
oh
now.
Yeah,
I mean
dude.
To go from Obama, it's really neck snapping. It's exhausting.
Yeah,
to really just turn into a horrific den of racism and xenophobia and hate and fear.
A year ago, Jerry Brown was our fucking governor.
Oh yeah, well we that's
now
our
who's
fault.
Our governor? Yeah. Now who's our governor? I forget. Oh, Bat Boy. That's right,
Rick
Lovely.
Scott. And Marco Rubio is one of our senators.
Ooh, let me phone lather party. Up. Shit, man. when you're walking around at a phone party, do you have to keep enough bubbles on you so your dick's not hanging out? I mean, or is it, they don't care about that?
Are they naked phone parties?
You're not getting in a tub of foam with your clothes on, dude.
It's not a tub. It's in a club and they have foam machines.
Oh, really? You're like swimming.
It's not people climbing into a hot tub full of foam. It's like,
well, I'm sorry. I've never been. Don't know.
It's like foam at a club. They have foam machines that spit out, and you dance around in the foam and the electronica music.
Yeah, yeah. How long was the foam party you went to? How many hours? A couple hours.
I went. Which one?
Did you drop your cell phone?
Which one? I've never been to a foam party.
I bring goggles. You've never been. I don't know. You sat there and thought about it. Like, I've never been to a phone. Who the fuck has a phone party?
Glow stick party.
Yes. That's for, like, raves.
In college, where we're probably all got the cancer because.
Did you break them and spin
yeah.
around?
Yeah.
That's not meant to do
probably
that.
Probably all got the cancer. But it was really cool.
Did you drink them?
No.
Okay.
Let's see. What else is going on here? I've got God, there's so much to choose from here. Well, we could talk a little bit about.
Ooh.
I mean, there's not much to it, but you got to see the video of the hero in Paris
Oh, my God. Are you talking about the guy that climbed up
the fucking Spider-Man?
Balcony?
Yeah, who climbed four stories of balconies and railings.
What?
To get to a little toddler who was hanging over the edge of a railing.
Why was the toddler there?
Get this. The mom was gone out of town. Dad's left to watch the kid.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
Dad left the kid alone to go down to the store and then was playing Pokemon Go.
Well, what do you want dad to do all day? Sit around and watch his kid? Yeah.
Dad has been charged with neglecting the child. So
that'll learn you, Dad.
Yeah. In Paris. But this guy... it's amazing. He climbed up really quick, really fucking quickly.
Yeah, I saw it, dude. I don't know how you even think to do that.
A much different outcome, though, in France than here, where right now the conservatives would be screaming for his head. They would want him at minimum being launched on a plane out of here.
Yes, absolutely.
Because 22-year-old Mamoudou Gassama. It was an undocumented migrant in Paris.
Oh, Al-Qaeda.
So, of course, in Paris, they grabbed him, said thanks for saving the kid, and launched him out back to wherever he belongs. Oh, I'm just kidding. The president met with him and gave him citizenship papers.
Because that's what you do.
And a job with the fire brigade.
Oh, that's a great idea.
He's got an internship job working with the fire brigade.
He looks like Spider-Man. They should give him a Spider-Man outfit and let him crawl around buildings and shit.
The father of a four-year-old boy rescued by an immigrant from dangling from a fifth-floor balcony had left the apartment, was playing Pokemon Go.
Ooh, yes.
The father's charged with failure to meet parental obligations.
Oh, I would say. Wouldn't you say so? I mean, the parent left the kid alone, and the next thing you know, he's dangling over the edge of the balcony.
Videos went viral. French President Emmanuel Macron... Trump's BFF.
Oh, yeah. They love each other.
That's Macron working Trump.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I'm going to work you.
Said he would put the immigrant from Mali on a fast track to citizenship. He was also given a job as a firefighter. I saw racist comments.
Yes, of course.
I know you'll be shocked to hear.
We're dickheads in this country.
Who called him an obvious professional cat burglar. So the reason that he was able to climb all those.
Oh, yes.
They want him looked into, because the reason he was able to climb those four stories, obviously, he's like the fucking Pink Panther, man.
Maybe he's just in good shape.
He's huge. Have you seen him? He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's brave. He's smart. The guy's like, I'm going to scale this building. I would never have thought to do that. And if I did, I'm not climbing that fucking building. I'm sorry.
The father left the window open, which allowed the boy access to the balcony.
Yay! Good job, Dad. Dad of the fucking year.
Cheers broke out when the young migrant reached the dangling child, pulled him over the balcony.
Yes.
Some people, if you see the video, some people were shitting on the neighbors who were like standing right there, but there's a glass partition.
Right.
It's hard to see in between the balconies. So when the people next door are trying to reach for the kid, they're trying to coax the kid to shinny over towards them because they can't reach
him.
Right,
right.
Or they could just like touch his hand or something and they didn't want him to let go. So everyone's trying to diminish.
This dad must be just...
What a fucking idiot. Yeah,
what a moron.
Wait till mom gets home.
Yeah.
From holiday.
Hello.
During the meeting with Macron, Gassama was presented with a certificate, a gold medal, for performing an act of courage. He told President Macron, "I ran. I crossed the street to save him. Once I started climbing, it gave me more courage to keep climbing."
Oh, my God, dude. You're so high up. Four stories up.
And then he thanked his deity.
Right. Which one is his deity?
I don't know. He said, "God helped me, too. Thank God I saved him." So I don't know. Whichever deity cast the magic spell to give him climbing and agility.
It seems like most people pick a deity that's evangelical or something like that, right? In this country? probably, so boring.
Probably Catholic if he's from Africa and is converted to Christianity or is a Christian, he's probably a Catholic.
Blech.
But here in this country, of course.
Oh, fuck you, yes.
I don't care. I don't care. He's here illegally. Send him out. Let him get in line like everybody else.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Roseanne's not politically correct.
Undoubted.
Yeah.
This person in the comments. Interesting, he climbed several stories, but the adult on the same level next to the child was just standing there.
Well, what do you want him to do?
You can see the guy trying to reach around this glass partition. There. It's not like he was standing there pointing and laughing at the kid hanging over the balcony.
How could the dad leave this kid, but leave the door to the balcony open? Why wouldn't he tether the kid to something? You've seen those things where you walk a kid with a leash. Yeah. Tie him up! Or here's an idea.
Duct tape him.
No.
No, they frown on that.
Take him with you. Where was he going that he couldn't take
his... He went to the store and then capturing a Pokemon or two.
Take your kid to the store. Fuck Pokemon. Go about your business.
This commenter has a good point. Let's give a tremendous amount of credit to the kid for having the fortitude and kung fu grip to hang on that long.
Shit, yeah, dude. It's unreal because you see the kid hanging out that thing, and the first moment you see him, you're like, there's no way this kid's going to survive. And then that guy starts climbing up the fucking wall. I mean, it really is. It's like science fiction. Is that guy a Borg?
Here we go. Another George Soros-funded story selling illegal immigrant Islamic jihadi immigration. By the way, I've seen tweets and comments that say it was all set up.
What was?
It was fake.
What?
They put the kid there on purpose and let this evil black migrant climb up and save him to try to make immigration look good.
It's a false flag.
Yeah.
You're saying that guy climbing up those balconies.
No, I'm not saying. I saw.
Off was a false flag.
There are those out there saying. Yeah. Subhuman trolls out there saying that.
You didn't hear this from me, but.
They're trying to cover for the jihadi attack in Belgium this morning.
Okay. I don't even know what happened.
There was a terrorist attack in Belgium.
Okay. How horrible. I hate this terrorism shit, dude. It's a deal breaker. We gotta get rid of this terrorism. It's bad for us, don't you think?
So there you go. Proving my point. Some of the comments here, even in this story, from racist scum, xenophobic, subhuman, vermin.
Hey, be nice.
And I intentionally use that kind of language.
What do you mean?
Because that's what they do to dehumanize people of color that aren't like them. And in my world, the real subhumans and the vermin are those that don't see other people as equals.
Yes, absolutely. Not like a little mole under the ground tunneling about. He's not the problem.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Danke.
We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast.
9!
Then we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher.
Yes.
Crabdiving.com always.
We're on your mom, joking.
You're going to get us canceled.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, shit.
The right wingers are going to be upset.
Damn, I don't want the podcast canceled, dude. I will fight for that. I will fight a motherfucker for that. I mean, I won't, but I'll try.
Roseanne's Trump-supporting son tries to mock libtards by stealing his mom's racist joke. Let's see here.
Bring it, kid. Bring your shit.
In response to his mother's show getting canceled after her racist tweet, Jake Pentland, son of Roseanne Barr, made almost the exact same bigoted joke about former Obama aide Valerie Jarrett. The New York Daily News is reporting that Pentland made a post on Instagram alluding to his mom's, quote, joking comparison
to
what his mom said.
Oh, okay.
He tweeted, "Remember, kids, you can't say people look like monkeys. that they look like monkeys.
All right.
You can't say people that look like monkeys that they look like. I think he meant you can't say two people that look like monkeys.
They look like
that
monkeys.
They look like monkeys unless thy, I think he meant they.
Unless thy.
Are Ron Perlman because he's white.
What?
And then there's a picture of Valerie Jarrett with Obama. So you can't tell people they look like monkeys.
Unless they're Ron Perlman.
That really do look like monkeys.
Yeah. That's crazy. Someone should put that quote on a t-shirt, right?
Shortly after his mother issued the since... she finally deleted those tweets.
Oh, okay. Good job, Mom. Mom of the fucking year.
This crotch stain joked... that she will probably be called racist and fired for this because libtards think Muslims are a race. But OMG, it is funny and true. Ha 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 ha.
No. God, you're hilarious. How did you get so funny, idiot? I want to know.
Roseanne Barr made a similar post about Islam not being a race, ignoring the fact that she invoked a racist trope with a long history when comparing Jarrett to an ape.
God damn it.
So that's a lie. That's just a lie because she said Muslim Brotherhood plus Planet of the Apes.
She's racist.
Yeah.
She even. Listen,
it's a lie.
She thought about it.
Nobody's believing it.
Do you think that was off the cuff?
Nobody believes it.
Roseanne sitting there on Twitter, she's like, oh my God, I just thought of the funniest thing. Click, click.
No, she's like, look at her. She looks like a monkey. I'm going to tweet that. How can I tweet that funny?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, look, Planet of the Apes. And she's a Muslim, which she's not.
Do you think if you just start adding details to something, even if they're bullshit, they'll be true or something?
That's how Alec Jones does it.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Whew. Man, you racist.
Holy shit.
Maybe this is a good thing.
Well, none of it's a good thing, but maybe it will lead to something good. Like, it's a shame. We shouldn't have any of this. We shouldn't have any of this. If these liberals that were going out to support Bernie Sanders had voted for Hillary Clinton, I don't know what our show would be about. It wouldn't be about Trump.
And tonight, watch MSNBC because today is also, I don't know, is it irony? Today is the day that Starbucks is closing for its racial sensitivity training.
Yes,
8,000 plus Starbucks stores are closing so that they can let their staff know it's not cool to be a racist fuckwad.
Right. God,
don't call the police on black people that are sitting there.
Yeah. You know what the hardest thing about working at Starbucks for me was? Like keeping that steam wand clean. You know, the milk, the metal steam wand on the espresso machine.
Yeah.
Put the milk in there to steam it. God, that fucking thing gets gunked up all the time.
Oh, here we go.
It's a real time suck.
They're taping a town hall tonight that's going to be on, I think it's 9 Eastern.
Yes.
At, on the, I guess it's instead of Rachel's show, on about race in America. They're having a town hall on race in America tonight with a bunch of people on MSNBC. And already, who was supposed to be there?
Yes.
Valerie Jarrett.
Oh,
and,
fuck.
Oh, we only got about a minute left.
Okay.
But Nicole Wallace, I guess, got a hold of a clip. They taped it today, and they're airing it tonight.
Okay.
It's not going to be live, the town hall. Here is Valerie Jarrett responding to today's events.
Oh, my God.
Getting our first reaction to Roseanne Barr's tweet from its target former Obama senior advisor Valerie Jarrett. She's speaking to MSNBC right now at the Everyday Racism at America Forum. Take a listen.
Tone does start at the top, and we like to look up to our president and feel as though he reflects the values of our country. But I also think every individual citizen has a responsibility, too. And it's up to all of us to push back. Our government is only going to be as good as we make it be. And as Reverend always taught me, you have to be, people on the inside have to push hard, and people on the outside have to listen. So
was she randomly at this event?
Kind of taking the high ground. Yeah, yeah.
And then Roseanne Barr said this about her?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she was scheduled to be there.
That's insane. Right? Isn't that weird? Damn, that's weird.
Because today on MSNBC, they were saying, well, interestingly enough,
yes,
we'll be able to hear from Valerie Jarrett because she is on the panel tonight at the town hall on race.
Timely. Crazy.
Goddamn America.
God, honestly. Fuck you,
grow
Roseanne
the fuck
Barr.
Up, racist.
Fuck just off, Roseanne.
Grow the fuck up and you suck. And yeah, I mean, racists.
Have just, fun in Branson.
I just don't fucking get it at all.
Is it true Roseanne Barr is going to host a show on the NRA TV network? Is that true?
Sure. She's going to have a podcast.
Oh, okay. Oh, somewhere. Yeah, she'll have a podcast, yes.
On Bill O'Reilly's network.
Oh, okay.
Or she'll go over to Sinclair TV or whatever.
Hey, see if you can get a job at InfoWars.
We got to get going, everybody. Yay. Thanks for joining us 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday, 5 to 7 Eastern, blah, blah, blah. iTunes, blah, Stitcher, blah, all that blah. Other shit.
Yay!
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile!
And we want you guys to have a great evening and a great yes. night and everything. And fuck Roseanne and all that stuff. Back tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
You bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.